Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this afternoon edition of
Boost Bird Singing in the Trend of Fight.
Shout out to KevBot, because y'all are talking about Beatles. I only know a couple songs, but I know that one because I feel like that's a song that dudes play on acoustic guitar in college.
Yeah, well, right. But I'm one of those. So, but also,
Hidden Blackbird.
You only know a couple of Beatles songs?
Yeah.
You just never got into the Beatles?
Nah, I'm going to be honest. Like, I really, there, when kids were listening to the Beatles, I was so, like, militantly, like, in my black rap bag that I was like, I don't have time to hear about the fucking Beatles, man. Wow. I'm listening to, like, Large Professor and Search and shit. And I just, and my dad, he liked the Beatles, but in the house, he would play, like, all kinds of other music.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, you know, like he was really into like West African music or fucking, you know, all French rap. I was subjected to all kinds of music.
Damn.
So more than that, like, yo, I could get down on classical music and operas because my mom loved that. I have a vocabulary for that. But like, yeah, the Beatles stuff, like obviously I know the famous songs. Like,
yeah,
I
can, like through
I'm
osmosis.
Literate culturally enough to know about the Beatles. But I've never like sat down with a Beatles album and I'm like, here we go.
Oh, yeah, that's something you should do at some point in your life, because I remember discovering the Beatles, having the same reaction, just being like, I'm too into my like black militant rap right now. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I remember being like, yeah, everyone talks about the Beatles. Why would I listen to the Beatles? I want to hold your hand. I get it. And then I started like actually listening to albums all the way through and I was like, oh, shit. OK, so I get the hype.
You know what's funny? When I started making beats and stuff and sampling and like doing, you know, fucking around and like Logic and stuff like that, that's when I started kind of appreciating it, because then I was like, no, let me see what kind of weird stuff. And I heard like Lovely Rita.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
like that outro in Lovely Rita, when it just like kind of turns that jam, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
And then, or hearing like the Gray album, the Danger Mouse album,
yeah,
where he flipped the white album with the Jay-Z Black album.
That's right.
I was like, there's sounds like this in the Beatles album?
Yeah.
So I've definitely had moments where I'm like, right, I'm ignorant. And I do actually appreciate Paul McCartney as a bassist and songwriter and Ringo as a drummer Like, so it's, and like George, like, I know it's weird. I know enough very passively and like very like narrowly. Like, I love the concert for Bangladesh. Like, I've seen that a bunch of times because I love music. Yeah. But yeah, maybe you're right. Huh.
Turn it into a podcast, dude. Just know, right? Turn it up. Yeah. Miles discovers the Beatles.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this, Matt? Yeah, Matt. Okay, it's you and me, Matt. You're going to have to, you'll drag me in. But I'm going to be on shrooms every time I
listen
to it.
That's fine. That's part of it.
And then, yeah. And I'm like, wait, it sounds better.
Dude, I took an advanced Beatles class in college. I like the Beatles so much. Like, I became a Beatles nerd, which is the worst,
I took musicology classes in college, too. The ones I did are a few courses on the history of Motown and gospel music.
Oh, yeah.
And the evolution of funk music. Those are my... See, and even then, I was like, I got to hear about, you know, culture. Yeah. But see, look at that. Look what I did. I don't know about the simple things like Blackbird on guitar. All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's trending. First up, the internet is alight because Rihanna and ASAP Rocky had their baby.
Wow.
Cool.
They did it.
All right. Moving on. I don't know what else there is to say. I shout out. Hey,
it's trending. People are talking about it.
Long may it last. Long may it last.
I love a good Rhiannon song.
Yeah.
This is my new character who thinks Rihanna's name is Rhiannon. You guys listen to that Rhiannon? Oh, what? I love that song about the umbrella by Rhiannon.
Oh my God! I mean, and was that Crude Boy by Rhiannon? Come on, Crude Boy.
The Rhiannon.
Show me how you're hard enough. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever that is. Love Rhiannon.
And as soon as possible, Rocky. Now these are really these are great artists.
Love them. Yeah. Good for them. Hope you are happy and, you know, we're rooting for you. Dark MAGA is trending because Madison Cawthorn.
Yeah. He's
gotten into his revenge bag. So we talked yesterday, or actually this morning's episode, you heard us talk about how Madison Cawthorn lost his primary and the Republicans have they've successfully pushed his ass out because he opened his mouth about the orgies and other shit. And they're like, oh my God, this guy's too real.
Yeah. He's keeping it too real about the orgies.
So this dude, the first post since this on his Instagram posts this like fucking screed where he's like, dude, I'm coming for you. And I'm just going to read a couple of these, the sentiments here from I guess he is still a congressperson. Come next year.
For now.
When the establishment turned their guns on me, when the Uniparty coalesced to defeat an America First member, very few people had my back. This list includes the lion's share of figures that. So on the post, there's a list of names that says America First Patriots, like a really sad, like my top 10 MySpace page would look like. yeah. And he's like, this list includes the lion's share of figures that came to my defense when it was not politically profitable. These are honorable men and women who are the types of friends everyone yearns to have. The beginning of a change, the patriot is a rare and hated man. These are those rare and hated men/women. These are the other national figures who I believe are patriots, but I am on a mission now to expose those who say and promise one thing, yet legislate and work towards another. Self-profiteering globalist goal. The time for genteel politics as usual has come to an end. It's time for the rise of the new right. It's time for Dark MAGA to truly take command. We have an enemy to defeat, but we will never be able to defeat them until we defeat the cowardly and weak members of our own party.
Jesus.
Oh. Their days are numbered. We are coming.
I love it. MAGA Civil War, dude. I'm all about it.
Oh, hell yeah. Please. Like, just go. And this is what we've seen this happening for a minute. Like at the end of last year, Crenshaw started taking shots at like Marjorie Taylor Greene and they started going back and forth because at the end of the day, these people they're only here for their egos. They know nothing of governance or anything. They're like, I don't know, man. In my like lizard brain, I connected the dots that me saying the most racist shit somehow gets more likes and I don't actually have to do much aside from debase myself on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah. And it really does separate the people who are willing to like kiss the ring from the people who are trying to carve their own path. And they're both bad. I'd like both of them equally as much, which is I don't like them at all. But it is very funny to see like everyone freak out about like Hassan Piker making a joke about Dan Crenshaw's like, you know, one eye. And then Tucker Carlson like last week or like this week.
Yesterday.
Did the exact same thing.
They're like, yay!
Yeah. And everyone's like, yeah, he did me fuck. He had one eye. And I'm like, man.
One eye McCain.
You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they really don't. But again, look, there's no solid ground to walk on. So shit's real wobbly over there. One person whose name is not on that list, Matt Gaetz and majorly tainted gangrene is on there. But Lauren Boebert is not on there. So Dark MAGA might be coming for you. And for people who don't know, Dark MAGA is like for those of us who are chronically on the internet.
Yeah.
It's like this like idea that, you know, it's like letting the dark parts of the desire to right the wrongs of the election take over, and that like it's like all bets are off, like fucking burn this shit down, MAGA energy.
Yeah,
where it's like we come for you.
Yeah, sure. For anyone who's not chronically online, it's just like it's like hearing dark Nazis, and it's like same.
Yeah,
I don't need a qualifier next to MAGA.
Oh my god. Anyway, so. We will see where that goes. Hopefully, a sloppy disaster for everyone involved.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who, you know, might be breaking up, Migos is trending. Oh. Because yesterday, apparently, Quavo announced a new single with Takeoff, another member of Migos, under the duo called Unk and Few. Because if people don't know, Quavo is Takeoff's uncle in real life. And that song, Hotel Lobby, is coming out tomorrow. But their other bandmate, Offset, who is with Cardi B, he's not part of this duo. He hasn't been posting about this shit at Oil on his socials. And he's not even following these motherfuckers.
Yeah, unfollowed them. Unfollowed
and
them.
And Quavo is his cousin.
It's fucked up.
So
blood is thicker than water, dude. Like, what are you doing? You're going to go amigos to enemigos?
No. Yeah. For real. We knew what it was.
Enemigos would be a cool name for a rap trio, like, of people who hated each other.
It's Offset and Cardi B become enemigos.
Yeah.
Like, fine. And honestly, look, Offset, I'm not worried about you. I think Cardi B will, I think you're in good hands.
You're in good hands. She seems to
be not having trouble generating money. So,
yes.
Hey, but you know, you hate to see groups break up. It is.
Yeah, you hate it. It's not, you know, because they all work so well together as a team, you know, and apart, I don't know if they're going to be as good, you know, sad.
Hot take.
Yeah. It's like Wham, you know, like Wham broke up.
And you know, like this was my own opinion, but I felt Takeoff between the three wasn't the strongest MC, and he got better over time. So I wonder if now maybe Quavo's like, hey, look, I think we can really do something now. But again, that's my opinion. And that's that. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll keep the trend analysis coming.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And we're back. Monkeypox is trending because if we didn't need another fucking illness that we've never heard of to start trending, it's this.
Oh, shit. New pox just dropped. I love it, dude.
Yeah. New pox Shakur.
New pox Shakur.
come and get it. This is Monkeypoxavelli, the 7-day theory. Mm-hmm. For people who don't know, we're seeing like upticks and, you know, suddenly we're seeing cases of this in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. People are like, we're still trying to figure it out. But just based on what I'm reading here from this NPR article, this is what they say. Quote, monkeypox can be a nasty illness. It causes fever, body aches, enlarged lymph nodes, and eventually pox or painful fluid-filled blisters on the face, hands, and feet. One version of monkeypox is quite deadly and kills up to 10% of people infected. The version currently in England is milder. Its fatality rate is less than 1%, and a case generally resolves in 2 to 4 weeks.
All right, well,
that's... if you saw the pictures, though.
Yeah, no, it looks like shit. I mean, there's no amount of fucking Instagram filters are going to take those monkeypox away.
No, absolutely not.
It's not good, man. I feel like at this point, it would be kind of like, it makes me wonder what COVID-19 could have been, the response to it, if there had been kind of like a outwardly physical
yeah.
like, element to it. Like if it wasn't just like people not knowing that they had this thing that, you know, like a cold that is really, really deadly. It's like, what if it made welts in your skin or you're bleeding from the eyes. Like, I feel like we would treat a million
somehow
dead people with a little bit, I don't know, like, because yeah. you'd be a little more careful if you knew it was going to fuck up your face.
Right. Because what, seeing people be intubated and be completely knocked out on a ventilator, that seemed like something people were still down to risk it for.
Right. Exactly. You know? And I think it was because the only time you ever really saw that was on TV, and you'd be like, that's made up, like the moon landing. Right. And then you know, but if you were like walking outside and you see some people with like welts and shit,
you'd be like,
I'm going to run inside. Like, yeah, you know,
I think it helps reinforce our paranoia that films gave us of like these kinds of things where it's like it has to look like zombieism.
Yeah.
Or we're not going to take it seriously.
Yeah. People have to be dying in the street. Like, we need to see people.
And not of being unhoused or being crippled with medical debt. Different not kind of dying in the street.
Yeah. Not of normal dying in the street. Things,
yeah.
You know, but like Hollywood dying in the street.
Right. Very dramatic, bloody orifices. That's what we need. To
honestly, like, at the very least, I think it would have a lot more people would be alive right now because it appeals to our vanity, you know?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Well, like, that was the one thing is we just like the CDC just fucks up the SEO. So when people search COVID symptoms, you saw a bunch of monkeypox shit and you're like, oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah.
Give me the vaccine. Lock the fucking doors.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I mean, even with this, who knows? And
who knows, man?
Look, don't worry, though. The government is not here to help you. So figure out how to battle this on your own, I think, is the message in general.
Yeah. Every man for themselves. Have fun.
Have fun. Yeah, these look pretty fucked up, huh? Oh, yeah, sorry. We don't have money to even fight the fucking current pandemic. But
yeah. But
I don't know. We'll see how this spreads or doesn't. I don't know. Let's talk about McDonald's. They're trending. So McDonald's completely pulled out of Russia. They're like, yo, we're done. We're off this. But they have like something like 800 something. They have a few hundred stores that are still there. And they're like, well, we got to figure out what to do with these. Apparently, they just sold it to an operator who operates a few McDonald's in Siberia, I guess. Oh. And now this person has to buy all of them, the remaining stores, for like a $1.5 billion deal or something like that. McDonald's, like, just please take it. We're trying to get out of here. But it won't be called McDonald's. It has to be opened under a new brand name. So I don't know if it's going to be, you know, we laughed in the past about like Uncle Vanya's and like the other interesting like McDonald's rip-offs that popped up. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we'll see. So the evolution of the fast food wars continues.
I love the idea of like, you know, part of to protest Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They're like, all right, we're going to take out all of the unhealthy food in the food deserts of of Russia. Like, it's the only punishment in which people will actually like have their lives elongated for
right.
an extra 10 years. Like,
this was actually a gift.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, Biden is using the Defense Production Act to help combat the baby formula shortage. So, you know, see, he's basically saying, let's act like this is the emergency that it is. Now,
it is.
Republicans will continue to vote against bills that might help with these things. But don't worry, it's about creating more xenophobia and painting the picture that all the formula's gone because it's going to immigrant babies who famously aren't human and they don't deserve anything. Right?
Yeah, so, of course.
If we had to rank humans, it's us then immigrants there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's America first. It has nothing to do with me thinking they're subhuman.
All people are equal, but there are some people who are more equal than other people.
All people are equal until there's a line, and I very clearly need to be in front of certain people because fuck that. But I believe we're all equal. I'm just saying, fuck those people.
Right. Like, why? How did they, just because they wake up earlier to get in line does not mean that I am not as equal. In fact, I deserve cuts.
Thank you. Thank you.
And back cuts are allowed too, so my family's also going to get
it. And
in
no
there.
Take backs also.
And no take backs. Yep.
Obviously, welcome to America. Okay.
Yep. Welcome to America. No take backs.
No take backs. What?
It's on the Statue of Liberty.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. It is what it is. But yeah, that story continues to develop at pace because, yeah, it's a fucking serious issue. But like anything, everything is forced through the fucking misinformation political propaganda fucking machine.
Yeah, and the just like the constant like the political polarization of every fucking issue, even ones where everyone agrees on the thing, and then it's just like, no, but we're gonna still find a way to fucking fight about it because hey, political points.
Yeah, and where do you cash those in? I don't know.
I'm
suffering greatly every day.
I've never gotten one perk from all the political points I've made.
But I did tweet once to a liberal podcaster, Cry Lib, and that felt good. So I have that. Yeah.
I did tell one of the Pod Save Johns to Pod Suck My Dick. And
and now I'm winning, I think.
I think I won something. I don't know. He blocked me, so I might have lost something as well.
I haven't been able to check because actually I'm my father's primary caretaker because of a lack of protective regulations. He was working a lot with like fiberglass decades ago, and we're trying to find like treatments. But again, I think it's because of the immigrants that happened.
Yeah, it's definitely the immigrants. Yeah. Post more.
Then also, finally, Attack of the Clones is trending because Ewan McGregor, as he's doing press for the new Obi-Wan show, revealing some things about what was happening in Attack of the Clones. So he was talking about how like it was everything was digital. So it was like very new technology. The cameras were like huge and they had these gigantic, as he called them, like umbilical cords coming out of them, and like changing lenses was like a 30-minute ordeal because this was like in the infancy of like digital cinematography.
Sure.
And he said it caused some problems, primarily that this is just a very interesting tidbit about Attack of the Clones and the dialogue that was recorded for it. This is him describing the sort of conundrum with these gigantic cameras. This is Ewan McGregor. Quote, "The umbilicals led to this big tent in the corner of the stage that literally hummed. It was so noisy when in post-production they realized at the end that the noise they made was exactly the frequency of the human voice. So we had to ADR every single line of episode 2. ADR means you have to go into a studio, watch a screen, and say your lines along with your own mouth to fill in the audio because the on-set location audio, as they say, unusable. He goes on to say, quote, none of the original dialogue made it, though, because of that, because the cameras were like so new. None of the bugs had been worked out yet. So compared to what we're doing now, it's like night and day.
That is insane. The whole movie is dubbed. That actually
he
makes,
said every single line had to be ADR'd. That's a fucking nightmare.
That's
for somebody.
Insane, man. Because like, and it's funny because watching the movie, I'm going to rewatch it with that in mind. It's like,
yeah,
like because I remember feeling a particular, like, this is a lot of really stilted, stony, wooden dialogue, you know? And
right.
Now knowing that it's just somebody in a sound studio just like trying to get the mouth and the words to
right
to sync is like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Not good for acting. If
no.
You know, acting is a very in the moment type of thing.
Exactly. Now I want to like I am the same way. I'm like, I just want to look at everyone's lips when they talk and be like,
yes.
Oh my God, everything's been dubbed.
Yes.
Fuck.
That's okay. So crazy. You know, to be honest, it's like probably I would say number 9 in the list of 20 worst problems with, you know, Attack of the Clones. It is.
Yeah.
It's a weird bad movie for a multitude of reasons. But
it's just a cherry on top. It's a cherry on top.
It is. It's nice.
And you know, look. Also, I know George Bush told on himself. We'll talk about that in tomorrow's episode. We spent a good amount of time.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Digging into that and seeing where he is on the haunted-o-meter. How haunted is he? And so tune in tomorrow. That's going to be a fantastic episode. That's actually going to do it that's actually going to do it for today. That's what I meant, class. Because I got one eye on that clock. I'm trying to get out to the parking lot. You can check in with us tomorrow. We got a whole new episode. Matt is with me on mic. It's a good one. And look, I'll just tell you right now, we got Adam Kahn over. Yeah. And
yeah.
He continues to be a fantastic guest on whatever he does. So sorry I gave y'all a preview, but that's just how I does it. Till then, y'all take care of yourselves, take care of each other, mask up, be safe, get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And please, if you see anybody falling victim to misogyny, hatred, xenophobia, try and be a force for good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. No, you don't got to put yourself in the way of danger, but try and be a force for good when possible. Okay? Until next time, we'll see you later. All right, bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.